Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Bridgewater is a production of iHeartRadio 3D Audio and Grim and Mild from Aaron Mankey. For full exposure, listen with headphones. Listener discretion advised.
Oh, is there coffee?
I just put on another pot.
What? We have already gone through an entire pot at 7:30.
Yeah, and Olivia and Vipin both got here in the last 10 minutes, so...
I told you 8 cups was barely going to be enough for the three of us, so...
So how was the coroner's?
Well, not as forthcoming as we'd hoped she'd be.
Yeah, I guess expecting her to give 2 private citizens information about an open case was maybe a little too much to ask. Thankfully, I made a call to Officer Batista this morning.
And she talked to you?
Yeah, it seems Katie convinced her that it was important for me to be looped in on things that might be relevant to our triangle activities.
And this qualifies.
It sure seems like it. The body they found in Freetown, it was drowned.
Drowned?
But they weren't found anywhere near the lake. Did someone move the body?
That's the strange thing. They're not sure they were drowned in the lake. Their clothes weren't wet. And based on the time of death and the temperature yesterday, there wouldn't have been enough time for the clothes to dry completely.
So
water got in their lungs some other way.
Okay, wait a second. I have been sorting through the reports the Seekers have gotten in the last 2 days, and there are a lot. And there was one...
Oh, yeah, the one up by Dighton Rock.
Okay, here it is. 2 tourists went to see Dighton Rock in late afternoon. As they were leaving, it was just getting dark... And they walked along the river and they saw the head of a large creature resembling a horse.
Jesus.
Poke out of the bushes on the riverbank. When they approached, the creature vanished. Well, I mean, we thought that it was the Jersey Devil creature Vipin has been tracking.
What if it was a Kelpie?
A Kelpie?
A Kelpie is a shape-shifting horse spirit that's known for luring and drowning people.
Oh, some people think that the Loch Ness Monster is a Kelpie. Oh my God, Nessie might be real.
Oh my God.
Okay, could... It drowned someone on dry land.
I don't see why not. I mean, if any of this is possible, that's possible. If it's a Kelpie from the Fey realm, it might have magical abilities that we're not aware of.
True.
Was there any other evidence on the body? Signs of a struggle? Strange symbols? Torn clothing?
No, anything like that? No. It was just the waterlogged lungs.
So whatever it was, Kelpie or something else, the victim didn't know in time to fight back.
And a lot of creatures are very good at tricking people. They lure them into situations that you don't realize are dangerous and... Till it's too late.
That's my concern. Most people wouldn't know what to do if a monster came out of the woods and attacked them. And if they don't even know it is a monster...
We could be looking at a lot more dead bodies.
Exactly.
Shit.
I think the attacks are escalating. And with what happened with these two, and you and your friend yesterday, the liminal is starting to break out of the woods. That's not good.
You think it's time?
I think we've put it off long enough.
What are we talking about, put what off?
Closing the gate...
But we don't know how yet. And maybe we don't even need to close it in the way that we think we do. When we were trapped yesterday, we were thinking that there might be another way to look at all of this.
We were?
We know getting out of the Fey Realm deal is probably impossible. But what if we just renegotiated the whole thing? What if there was a way to get rid of the liminal entirely, and we would get Alden out, Dad, and then we would keep the monsters just under control, you know?
Yeah, and what would that be exactly?
Well, we basically let the gate stay open.
Oh, what?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Well, look, not open, but it's unlocked. Like, the fey creatures are able to come here, we're able to go there, and it's under some sort of strict treaty, of course, that they have to be peaceful.
What makes you think this is a good idea?
Think about everything over there. Think about all that magic, all that opportunity for learning.
Jeremy, you want to, what, colonize the Fey Realm?
No, come on. You know that that's not what I mean. We could learn from them. They could come over here, and they could take from our world the things that are useful to them, as long as it's not people, you know, as long as it's not harmful, and then we can go over there. We learn to use really learn to use magic.
Son.
Jeremy, where is this coming from?
What do you mean? Come on, haven't we been looking for a solution this whole time?
Yeah, but why does this seem like the solution to you?
I don't know that it's the solution, but I think it's worth some out-of-the-box thinking here.
No, Jeremy, this is her.
What? What are you talking about?
That legend tripper, this is all her.
No, she's just as invested in this as we are.
Yeah, but in the right way? I mean, we know that people have wanted access to the other side for less than honorable means.
Yeah, but what, you think she's less trustworthy than Peyton? The Gathering haven't exactly been unimpeachable actors up until
but
now.
You have no idea who this woman is. You don't know why she'd want to go into the Fey Realm.
Look, I know you didn't exactly click with her, okay?
I don't know her, and neither do you.
That's not...
What's
that's
her
not
name,
the point.
Jeremy? Exactly. You've met her how many times? You have her phone number? What did you even save it under?
None of that matters. The New Deal would be balanced. Humans wouldn't be able to abuse the Fey Realm any more than the Fey Realm could do harm here.
It's not happening.
Dad.
No, I'm sorry, Jeremy. This is not open for discussion. We've seen what that place can do, and there's no version of opening it up further that ends well for us.
You know he's right.
So we just go along with the way it has been, right? Is that what you're saying? Just let two people sacrifice themselves every 40 years?
I agree that things need to change, but the Fey Realm needs to be stopped, not invited in. But that's going to take time, and we don't have time. Not now that people are dying.
Hold on, what are you trying to say?
I'm saying that we have to give the Fey Realm what they want. At least for now.
What? You want us to go find two people willing to go into a liminal space for 40 years? Come on.
No. Anne and I are going to go in. We're going to go in, and Alden is going to come out. And then you'll have the next 40 years to figure out how to change the deal.
What?
Jeremy.
No.
Yes.
No. I am sorry. Yes. That is not happening.
It's the only thing that we know will work.
No, it's the only thing so far that we know will work. There's still so much more that we can explore, and if we can access any kind of fey magic, then we have a lot more options.
And we just let monsters roam free in the meantime?
We don't know for sure that a monster killed this most recent camper.
The victim drowned on dry land, Jeremy. And there will be more. You know that. We can't let more people die.
So you just want you and Anne to do it instead?
We won't be dying, Jeremy. You know that.
How could you possibly be considering this?
I don't see how we have another option. Honey, I've lived a long life.
He hasn't. You can't expect him to.
Jeremy, it was my idea. I went and talked to Peyton.
You did what?
And she knows how to get us in there and how to do it correctly so that we don't run into the same issues that Celeste did. She's not positive that we can get Alden out at the same time. He might have to pass through to wherever the souls eventually go. But she said it was worth a try. And once balance is restored, she promised to stick around for a bit and try to help you find a way to change the deal or at least institute a better system.
You've been planning this for how long?
I knew I was on borrowed time, son. I knew the moment I stepped out of there.
Yeah, you don't belong here.
I don't. I just can't.
I can't. This is not...
We can talk it all through, okay? I was going to tell you, but I wasn't sure when was the right time.
I'll let you guys just talk. Talk to each other, because this really feels like a private family business.
Hang on. I'll come. Liv, we'll talk later, okay? But I think you guys just... We will give you some space.
So you knew you... You're getting sick, you're barely sleeping, feeling dizzy, feeling sore. You just... You knew all along.
I wasn't sure. But I think you were right, Jeremy. I think I'm not supposed to be here.
Whoa, I never said that.
But you said the liminal might be trying to take me back. What if it's not about that? What if it's about here rejecting me? Like I'm a bad organ transplant.
No, stop talking like that.
I barely feel like I'm here, Jeremy. I'm feeling worse every day.
Why didn't you say something then?
Because it won't change anything. I wanted to have what time with you I could. And I even keep fucking that up.
No, Dad, you're not.
But now, with the way things are going, with people dying, this is the right thing to do.
How could you make this decision without at least talking to me first?
It's not your decision to make.
It's not yours! It's neither of yours. You don't get to unilaterally decide how to fix a problem that we're all dealing with.
I'm the source of the problem to begin with. I came out wrong, and if I hadn't come out at all...
If you hadn't come out, then the souls would have needed to cycle anyway, right? And that's the deal. Every 40 years, the liminal needs something new. So you coming out didn't break things. They were broken already.
But
how do you even know that going back will work? You're not new to the Fey Realm, right? So it might not even appease them.
I'll be new.
Anne.
As far as we know, the liminal needs two people at all times. Okay? But both people don't need to enter at the same time. Alden entered in 1940 to someone already there, and that person left when I entered. But Alden stayed. Every 40 years, someone comes in, but I think they only pass over every 80 years. That means if both Anne and I go in at the same time, who knows? Maybe we can actually buy 80 years apiece before new people need to go in.
Listen to yourself. You're guessing at all of that. I'm sorry, but speculation isn't a good enough reason to sacrifice yourself.
It's not at all speculation. We know the liminal needs two people, and Alden has served his time. He deserves to either get a chance to live life here or to go wherever the souls go beyond the liminal. He deserves peace.
Oh, what about you? You don't?
I'm an adult. I can make my own decisions.
Yeah, well, as someone who is physically your elder, I should get to veto this decision.
Jeremy, I know you're angry.
Of course I'm angry! How could I not be angry? I'm fucking furious!
And you have every right to be. I know this is all coming as a shock.
Oh, you think I'm just mad about this? That this is just a reaction? There is so much more that I'm angry about.
Jeremy.
I am angry that you didn't talk to me about any of this before now, and I'm angry that you've been feeling like your fucking body is rejecting the present and you said nothing about that. And I'm angry, Dad, that in the time you've been here, we've had to focus on stopping monsters and breaking fucking curses rather than actually getting to know each other.
I know.
Yeah, and that's just from last week. I'm angry. Fucking angry at you. I'm angry that I grew up full of questions and I had no answers about you, and I'm angry that you spent what little of my childhood you were present for having a fucking affair with a woman that I didn't meet until just a month ago. I'm angry, Dad. I'm angry that I had a whole sister that I never knew about. And that you're trying this hard to risk your life for a boy who isn't even your son that you left. I'm mad that you left, Dad. And now you want to do it again, except that this time, you're choosing to. And if you do this, I do not know that I will ever stop being angry.
I understand that.
No.
I understand all of that.
You do not do that. You do not get to pretend to know what I'm going through. You barely know me. You can't.
I'm not pretending. You think this is easy for me?
You think this is what I want, what either of us want?
I don't know. You two get to be together, right? The two of you get to walk off into the sunset together and spend all of eternity, just the two of you, just like you always wanted.
Honey, I am not thrilled about this either. Going into the liminal doesn't change the fact that I missed my life, okay? Doesn't make me younger. It doesn't give me another shot of being with Thomas. But it does give you and Shelley and Liv and Ethan and everyone a chance to be safe.
Oh, no, no, no. You don't bullshit me. Do not do that. It has always been about you two and fuck anyone else who might be affected by your actions. As long as you get what you want, that's all that matters. You're not thinking about your children. Don't pretend. Don't pretend to be thinking about your children in all of this.
Okay. That's not fair.
Oh, really? It's not?
Really?
Oh,
no.
You two... We're so focused on each other that your kids grew up without parents.
We tried, Jeremy. We tried. We were going to be a family. And what happened back then wasn't our fault.
Right, of course. Sorry. Sorry, it was mine. Isn't that what you're trying to say? That's why you went into the woods alone that night, because Anne was watching me. So it's my fault that you never came back again.
No, that is not what I said.
What happened on that ledge would have happened even if I had backup. I was trying to save someone's life.
But what about me? What about my life? Don't you get it? You are doing the same thing that you did back then. You're putting yourself in danger for a complete stranger.
That's what I do. That's my job.
No, not anymore. I hate to break it to you, Dad, but you're not a cop anymore, and you're not a superhero, and you don't get to be the one who saves the world every time.
I am trying to save you.
Oh, come on.
You were taken from me, Jeremy. I know that you don't remember it very well, but I was terrified. And the things you were talking about after we found you, something took you. Whether it was a Puckwudgie or... the Fey Realm or a fucking Kelpie, something tried to lure you deeper into the woods. I came so close to losing you for good. I just... That couldn't happen. I would have done anything. I would have jumped off that ledge again and again just to keep you safe.
I'm not 5 years old anymore.
And I am not weak.
I know that.
I'm not going to get lured away. Okay? I'm not. And you cannot keep me safe by going away again.
I have to try. I may not be a cop anymore, but I'm still your dad. I'm always going to be your dad. And that means doing everything I can to make your world a safer place.
No.
Jeremy.
Nope. We're not giving up. We're not. We have time.
Jeremy, someone is dead.
We have time.
And whatever is coming out of Freetown, whatever trapped you yesterday, it's going to happen again. And it's going to be worse next time.
Things are already worse than they were in 79. Everything is breaking open so much faster.
But we know so much more now. You didn't even know what was real back then. And now, well, now you have me. I mean, I've spent my entire life studying exactly this. And I am going to find another way.
Wait, Jeremy.
Just don't do anything until you talk to me, okay? Don't do anything. Promise me.
Okay. I promise I wouldn't leave without saying goodbye.
You're not going to leave at all.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of. A degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I can't believe this place is even open at 8 a.m.
And weirdly busy, apparently. Maybe everyone is having as heavy a morning as we are? Two IPAs that are not hazy, if you got them.
Okay, you were not kidding.
Oh, you're telling me you don't need a drink?
No, I definitely do. Big time. You think they're really going to go through with it?
Thanks. I don't know. Not if Jeremy has anything to say about it.
And you? I mean, they're your grandparents.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. I don't know. I've known my Nana my whole life, and in my experience, you can't exactly tell her what to do. Once she sets her mind on something, that's it.
Even if you asked her not to.
Well, if she really thinks it's necessary, like that if she doesn't, then people will die, I mean, then no one can stop her. Not me, not my mom, or Ethan, I mean, not even Jeremy.
Why do I get the feeling that Thomas Bradshaw is the exact same way?
Because you're best friends with his son, and, you know, I think stubbornness is in the Bradshaw blood.
Yeah, you know, I think you're right. God, poor Jeremy. And your mom, and you, and your brother, and Thomas, and Anne, the thing they're offering to do, well, no one really comes out winning in this scenario, huh?
Nope. And I think there's nothing I can do about it at this moment, so I'm just gonna pretend it isn't happening.
I'm sure a therapist would say that's healthy.
So, any guesses on why exactly an Irish pub is this busy on a Wednesday morning? It's not St. Patrick's Day, so...
I honestly have no idea. Maybe a meeting of some kind?
Yeah, maybe. Wait, is that...
Spencer.
And Cindy.
Now with this kid.
It's not looking good.
Yeah. What's not looking good?
Oh. Hey, you guys.
Are you having a seekers meeting?
Not officially, but a bunch of us wanted to get together to talk about the dead woman in Freetown.
That is not our most pressing concern.
We don't know that the kid is actually...
A child went missing this morning from a family in Somerset. It's just a matter of time before he shows up dead in the forest, just like that woman.
Okay, we have no reason to think that the child is in danger yet.
A lot of creatures have been known to lure children away, but that doesn't mean they're killed.
Don't be so naive. It's just like the 70s. You two weren't here for it, but it was terrifying. I was 10 years old when that girl went missing.
And she was found.
But they never did catch that cult.
It wasn't the children of Tituba that took the girl.
And I don't even know that you could categorize them as a cult. Religious extremists, maybe.
And who are you?
We're residents of the Bridgewater Triangle, just like you. And we're worried about what's going on, too.
Well, good.
What exactly happened with the missing boy?
A family woke up this morning, and their 12-year-old boy was gone. No note, his cell phone was still on his nightstand, and none of the neighbors saw anything. They've already started a search.
What they should be doing is coming here to investigate.
I don't think the police are in the habit of consulting paranormal clubs.
I'm not part of whatever strange group you are all here for. I mean, this bar.
What?
That's why I came down here this morning. This bar is a hotbed for all kinds of satanic activity.
Oh, here we go.
There's you weird ghost people, and then there's all the rock bands that play here on the weekend. I play bridge every Friday down the street at the community center, and I see all sorts of hooligans with dark clothing and piercings and colored hair, and I swear they are armed.
A punk band did not kidnap a child.
How do you know? All those musicians just use their bands as a front for their satanic rituals. Just like the people back in the 70s were all free love on the surface, but evil underneath.
People in the 70s may have been misguided, but they were not in the habit of kidnapping anyone.
Oh, and you know, do you? You barely look old enough to be out of school. You weren't here then.
Okay, this is all distracting from the real issue here. Something is attacking people in the Bridgewater Triangle. I don't think that woman just dropped out of her own accord, but the police aren't saying anything about her cause of death.
She was murdered.
Ma'am, we appreciate that you're worried, but we're actually trying to figure something out here.
But there's nothing to figure out. You know more than you're letting on. And I'm not the only concerned citizen here. All my Facebook friends agree that this whole area has gone downhill.
This isn't because of humans. There are creatures doing this. These two saw one.
Well,
if we don't figure out what kind of creature killed that woman, we can't fight against it. So, if you'd please.
Don't be absurd. There's no such thing as monsters. And the Vivian, fact that you people are sitting in here talking about
isn't that,
monsters.
Excuse us.
Vipin?
Peyton, hi. What are you doing here?
Looking for you, apparently.
What?
I was here to see if I could track down some legend trippers, but you're the person I need to talk to. Alone.
Peyton, this is Olivia Hoskins. She's Thomas and Anne's granddaughter, so, you know, she's...
I know stuff. Right. Okay. Well, then do either of you know who the hell carved that rune in Freetown?
What?
I've been trying to call you all morning, but...
Oh, sorry. Ugh, I left my phone at Anne's house by mistake, and well, we can't really go back there right now.
I gave you those runes so that you could help, not make things worse.
What are you talking about?
I don't even know how you know about those symbols.
Peyton, slow down. What do you mean?
Did you or did you not go into the forest yesterday to carve more protections?
I did, but we only carved one before these awful bird creatures started chasing us.
Well, not surprising.
What?
That rune you carved? What were you trying to do?
The rune for protection that you gave me. But then this woman, a friend of Jeremy's, she said that the rune I had written down from you actually meant separation.
It does mean separation. As in, keeping our world separate from theirs.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
So, wait. What symbol did we actually carve?
Breakthrough.
Ugh. As in,
letting everything on the other side? Breakthrough to here.
Hello? Anyone home? This is Jeremy Bradshaw. I want to talk. Look, I'm walking in circles. I'm walking in circles 9 times. You guys like that, right? I can offer you gifts. I can give you a new deal. You know my name. You've taken me before. What else do you want? Please, just send out a monster, a light, anything. Just let me talk to something. Celeste?
Jeremy.
Celeste, where are you?
Jeremy, stop. That's good. I'm sorry I've been hiding.
You don't have to hide anymore, okay? Just come out. Celeste, please. Oh, what the fuck?
It is so wonderful to see you, Jeremy.
What the hell? What are you?
Oh, surely you know who I am. Don't you recognize me?
You are not Celeste.
But you know me. You've studied me.
Dover Demon?
Oh, such an unpleasant name. I don't know why people think I'm demonic.
But you, your voice... Who?
The voice is just a means to an end. This body... just a vessel.
Who am I talking to, then?
I think you know.
You're part of the Fey Realm.
You said you wanted to talk.
When you spoke with her voice before, what were you trying to do?
Oh, that was just a trick. a little bit of theater.
Theater?
This body can't do much. Not on its own, so I had to give it some phrases to say. Some words that I thought might spark interest.
Why?
To get your attention, of course.
Oh, trust me. You have it.
I'm very glad to hear that.
What is happening?
Oh, come on, Jeremy. Does this really come as that much of a shock? Run along now. You've done your bit. That thing's useless, honestly. Like having a pet rock with legs. But it did freak people out when it got loose all those decades ago. So every now and then, it's fun to pop it back over and have a little mischief.
You...
Yeah, we never did do the proper name exchange, did we? Well, I knew your name, which you never did think was strange, by the way, despite never giving it to me. Well, you did give it to me 40 years ago, but it didn't seem like you remembered. And yet you never questioned it. I guess my ability to bewitch humans without so much as a twitch of my finger hasn't weakened over the years. At least for some.
This isn't happening. Who are you?
Right. Sorry. Manners. I have many names, some of which I'm sure you've heard of, and others that are still hidden to your world. For simplicity's sake, you can call me Francine.
And you're,
the one in charge here.
You're the queen of the Fae.
No need to curtsy.
Why are you doing this?
We have a deal, remember?
No. No, I mean, why are you showing yourself to me? It's not... Based on everything I've read, I'm gonna guess that it's not something you do very often.
There's that cool professor. No, you're right. I normally keep to myself. Let the rituals happen, let the deal follow its natural path. And there have been a few bumps through the years, of course, but those just served to keep me entertained.
And it wasn't enough to watch your monsters come through and attack and kill people?
Oh, I never sent anything through with the intent to harm. Well, no, that's not entirely true. Those birds were on me. I knew that would happen. I just thought it might spice things up.
So this whole time?
Yeah, this whole time. The person you met, the legend tripper, she never really existed. Well, not for a few decades anyway, not here. Do you know what a changeling is?
Of course. It's a fairy that's left in the place of a stolen human child.
Ta-da! I don't always love being in this kind of body, but I just thought it might be easier to talk with a human face.
To talk.
That's why you're here, isn't it?
But you've... We met a week ago. And we've been, I mean, we were... I don't understand. Why would you do all of this? What is it that you want?
I want to help, Jeremy. Because you're special. So I want to offer you a choice.
This episode of Bridgewater was written by Lauren Shippen and directed by Brendan Patrick Hughes. Assistant director Sarah Klein. Sound design by Vincent DeJani, Rima Ilkayali, Josh Thane, and Trevor Young. With music by Chad Lawson. Starring Misha Collins as Jeremy Bradshaw, Melissa Ponzio as Ann Becker, Alan Tudyk as Thomas Bradshaw, Karin Soni as Vipin Khurana, Sabra May as Olivia Hoskins, Cheryl Umania as Officer Bautista, Will Wheaton as Captain Haddock, Trisha Helfer as The Legend Tripper, Stephen Guarino as Dr. Edwards, Nandumisu Dembe as Peyton Blake, Hillary Burton Morgan as Shelley Hoskins, Nikki McCauley as Celeste, and Victoria Grace as Katie Franks. With additional voice acting by Greta Gould, Shelby Young, Adam O'Byrne, Monty Markham, Charlie Bergman, and Taryn Westbrook. Executive producers Aaron Mankey, Misha Collins, Lauren Shippen, Matt Frederick, and Alexander Williams. Supervising producers Josh Thane and Trevor Young. Bridgewater was created by me, Aaron Mankey, and is a production of Grim and Mild and iHeart3D Audio. Learn more about the show over at grimandmild.com/Bridgewater and find more podcasts from iHeartRadio on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And as always, thanks for listening.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.